is on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The first day of jury selection for Donald Trump's felony hush money trial ended with not a single juror being chosen. The process resumes in the morning.
If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, it's not one that I see. It's every day
Trump lamenting that the trial's impact on his campaigning. A federal judge in Santa Ana, California, sentenced former Marine Chance Brannon to 9 years in prison for firebombing a Planned Parenthood clinic in 2022. Two co-defendants to be sentenced next month. The New York Yankees announced that health concerns are spurring the immediate retirement of 85-year-old longtime radio play-by-play announcer John Sterling. This is ABC News. Federal authorities in Nevada are looking for two men caught on video destroying ancient rock formations along the Redstone Dune Trail in the Lake Mead National Recreation Area.
The first time I saw the video, it literally made me sick to my stomach.
Spokesman John Hayes, the destroyed formations are upwards of 140 million years old.
It's taken a really long time to create this unique and beautiful environment. The damage is unfortunately permanent, and people won't be able to enjoy that particular location as much as they might have before.
It was their space junk. NASA confirming that the mystery object that came crashing through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month was a chunk of equipment the crew of the International Space Station shoved out of an airlock. Space agency says it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a pallet. The whole thing was supposed to burn up during re-entry, but a 4-inch by 1.5-inch chunk survived. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Duvec Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Duvec Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards?
And breezy
the answer
conditions
coming
on
up.
Wednesday.
Winter logging and for summer building supplies at how the Dufix started manufacturing shifted by 1912
Friday,
to other wood products,
sunny and cool
especially
and
those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, I've never seen Venice or slow dance under Paris lights. Never stood by the pyramids or hiked up the Great Divide.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin
well,
needs
I've never
to
been
know.
To Times
the statue honoring the first
celebrate
black woman elected to the statewide
I've
office in Wisconsin
Willie
is going up in front
light.
Of the state capitol building in Madison this summer.
If I never get to
Friday, Bell Phillips,
right.
Wisconsin Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the American social dress. Commentators began to hear of trial coverage, and there is still a in your blue jeans.
Getting your lipstick on my neck. People could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe in social media has
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and
well,
this is Civic Media News.
In those green hills and roll from us.
The Brewers lose to San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday night baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning. They still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We give the Padres credit for taking that long trip, getting here at 6 in the morning, and coming out with their A group. And, yeah, we didn't put them away. We had just put away early. We didn't. That's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I thought it threw the ball well.
You say words that are all wrong, and you swear to me that that's how it goes.
NBA Teammate Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Do you know yet about the status of Giannis or some of the other injured players?
I really don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film, and we'll get to it. And we'll have a game plan, and we'll be ready when that day comes.
Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see increasing clouds in the late night, breezy east winds and lows in the mid and upper 40s. On your Tuesday, showers and some thunderstorms around. Some of that rain will be locally heavy. East winds still quite gusty. Highs in the low to mid 60s. Right now, it's 54.
Tuesday, I'm joined by comedian actor Rick Overton and WRJN morning host Don Rosen. It's Nightlight with Peach Wava from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 a.m. and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Updates. I will be keeping you up to date every day of the Donald Trump trial, no matter how long it lasts, on a regular basis. So you need to go nowhere else for your Donald Trump juicy tidbits. Just a few minutes ago, Judge Juan Marchand told Donald Trump that he must attend every day of the trial or face arrest. He said, if you do not show up, there will be an arrest. If you deliberately fail to appear in court when required, then any proceeding in your case, including hearing, trial, and if you are convicted, sentence, can and will continue in your absence. A warrant for your arrest will be issued, and you will be subject to separate prosecution and separate punishment for bail jumping, no matter what happens in this case. If you deliberately refuse to come to court when required or in any way deliberately obstruct or interfere with the effort to bring you to court, then in any proceeding in the case, in your case, including hearing, trial, and if you are convicted, sentence, can and will continue in your absence. So the judge is basically putting Trump on notice that there's nothing he can do. You'll recall I mentioned in the first hour of the program that the big fear everybody has is that a Trump offer will make his way onto the jury pool, will lie, much like Donald Trump does. the noble lie, the lie told to produce a good outcome, even though it's a lie, will lie in ways that would cause them to think that he could be impartial or she could be impartial. Well, I got a little weird today. Clay Travis is an attorney, and he's got this right-wing Sports American Culture show on Fox. And just a few hours ago, or just an hour or so ago, his ex account, his Twitter account, displayed a post that reads, quote, "If you're a Trump supporter in New York City who is a part of the jury pool, do everything you can to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict as a matter of principle, dooming the case via a hung jury. It's the most patriotic thing you can possibly do." Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, retweeted that with the note that the jury tampering, it's what they do, it's a felony. Will Clay Travis be arrested for attempted jury tampering? I kind of doubt it. My colleague Dean Obiala, who's also an attorney here on SiriusXM, he said, hoping the Manhattan DA is aware of this attempted jury tampering by Fox News regular Clay Travis. He also wrote, this is the exact type of juror tampering, the type of juror tampering I knew Trumpers would engage in. Next, Clay will tell Trumpers to bribe jurors or witnesses. MAGA is a cancer. Travis responded to Eric Swalwell, who accused him of jury tampering. He said, this isn't jury tampering, you imbecile. I would nullify if I were to see them in jury tampering. I think all Americans for the comprehension of basic justice should be the same.
Here's
Greg Palace, you know, was that was at our house over the weekend. And so I thought it was interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. It was not. It didn't have a lot of depth in one respect. I mean, you had no idea. You got the Western Alliance of Texas and California with help from Florida, who have risen up against America and bought on a spoiler movie for you. And then you've got, of course, the United States government. So it seems like, rising up, except that the president has given himself a third term in violation of the Constitution, and that was one of the things that kind of set him off. And so, is this the rebellion against Trump, or is this the rebellion against him? It's really hard to put it in this context. But it does, there's one line in the movie that I thought was particularly important. This is Kristen Dunst's character, Lee Miller. She's like, her namesake is Lee Miller. He's the famous photographer who captured the film on film about it. Now, what I'll say is the derivation of Lee Ball and Lee Smith is her name. She says this, she makes this comment that I thought it was kind of the essence of the movie. She said, every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are. And, what was meaningful to me about the movie is that it was a great war as hell movie. It shows in the horror of we were Civil rockets war. Bursting in the sky. Talking about citizens killing other citizens. In some cases, just quite gratuitous. And how it spirals out into how it gets abused. And it does a very good job of characterizing that. It's told, the story is told through the eyes of a handful of photojournalists. Let me know. I thought it was, it was 2 hours that was well spent. It's an hour and 49 minutes. It was 2 hours that was well spent. And I'm glad I went to see it. But it's not the kind of profound film that I was thinking it might be. But, good dumb fun. Or good thoughtful fun. Meanwhile, Matt Ford is writing over at the New Republic. NewRepublic.com. By the way, as I understand, sometimes we can probably start publishing some of my stuff, which is great honor. So if you haven't subscribed to the New Republic, you might want to. And get on the mailing list and help them out. They've got a great deal. Matt Ford is writing, at least two states the Republican leaders, Alabama and Ohio, are now threatening to remove President Joe Biden from the November ballot. This is wacky. Now, this is not something this is not the consequence of something that just recently happened. Somebody's texting her at work. Somebody's got a picture of her. The Democratic National Convention is August 19th. She's letting some lucky someone see that knocky dead dress hit the floor. She found the one that is killing me. Ohio requires both parties to submit their certified candidate by August 7th. And Joe Biden will not be legally that certified candidate until August 7th. That's Ohio. The same thing is happening in Alabama. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Moore sent a letter to Democrats warning that Biden could be ineligible for that state's ballot based on similar deadline. He said, he writes, if this office has not received a valid certificate of nomination from the Democratic Party following its convention by the statutory deadline, I would be unable to certify the names of the Democratic Party candidates for president and vice president for ballot preparation for the 2024 general election. That's pretty wild. Now, in Alabama, doesn't matter, except that, you know, it just adds to the vote total. In Ohio could easily be a swing state for sure. I mean, look at all the people who just showed up to the election. It's a bad sign for Ohio. Now, these dates have been around for a while, and the Democratic and Republican parties having their conventions after these dates have happened before. In 2012, for example, Ohio was supposed to certify the presidential candidates by August 8th, but the Republican Party didn't have their convention until August 27th. And the Democrats, certified the Biden-Harris ticket out on the day of the deadline, which was also the last day of the Democratic Party. But Republicans, their convention
Thanks
didn't
for
even
thinking
start
local.
Until August 24th.
We're proud to be local radio,
in Alabama,
country
August
and community,
20th,
WRCO-FM, 100.9.
But, hey, they simply notified the state in advance that Trump was going to be the probable nominee, and they put him on the ballot. 3 a.m. So, in fact, state records show that the Alabama Republican Party didn't formally certify the Trump Pence ticket until August 27th, which was a full, and the RNC itself did not certify the Trump Pence for the party's nominees until August 30th, a full 10 days after the Alabama deadline. So, bottom line, these two states, Ohio and Alabama, are doing this essentially out of spite. They're doing this to mess with the election. And rescheduling the Democratic convention would be no easy feat, Matt Ford notes. The major networks, he writes, traditionally reserve some airtime for each party each night. That's all planned out for this. If the Democrats move the convention earlier in the month to meet Alabama's August 15 deadline, they'd have to compete with the Summer Olympics, which take place between July 28th and August 11th. Scheduled for a week before that. The Republicans, they're early enough. It's almost like the Republicans were planning this. Like Ohio and Alabama got together with the RNC and said, hey, RNC, have your nominating convention before August 7th. And they're doing that. They're doing it in July. Because the Democrats are going to have it after August 7th, and then we can keep Joe Biden off the ticket in Ohio and Alabama. How is this going to get resolved? I don't know. I mean, this is bizarre stuff. It looks like, both states now, the Secretaries of State of both Ohio and Alabama have said that Biden will not be on the ticket unless the Democratic Party reschedules the convention. And Democrats have not shown any indication that they plan to, or that they even can, reschedule the convention. I mean, conventions are planned years in advance. This takes a lot of time. So how is this going to play out? I don't know. But I would keep an eye on it. All righty. What's on your mind? It's 18 minutes past the hour. Again, I'll be keeping you up to date on anything that happens in the Trump trial, blow by blow. Give us a call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with your calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt.
is a new way out of the
debt
trap.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a trusted, solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that
string your debt out for years.
Or business,
they have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less.
Our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs.
Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first.
Attention, all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community?
Visit Zap.
Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day is that small shop or a local service. We call them Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we work together, we get the job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Who do you want making decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment that kids turn in. We put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who moved to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It was more. We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Just a kiss can make my heart shake.
But your kiss did it.
I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet.
I don't pretend to know.
I also want the super attention that like your daily blood pressure support.
But baby, I know that
turning a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants and super beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting your blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And I did something good for myself every day with super beats are cheap. That's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They're so convenient, I just love them. Superbeats Archies are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended deep brain cardiovascular health support. This is a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. They're pills to swallow, ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Just a kiss can make me fall. Get a free month supply of Super Detergents and just all bundles, and a free full-size bag of turmeric cheese valued at $25.
Your kiss did it
by going to TomLovesBeats.com, T-H-O-M-1-B-E-A-T-S.com. That's TomLovesBeats.com's exclusive offer.
24 minutes past the hour, voters want tax day to look different for billionaires, so this overcoming dreams ain't that sweet. Women and families shouldn't have to struggle to meet caregivers' needs, she writes, while billionaires buy their third yacht and mega corporations see record profits. This tax day, while most of us are stressing about filing our tax returns correctly, many billionaires will laugh all the way to the bank as they pay a lower tax rate than their secretaries. And then she cites new polling. This is out of the National Women's Law Center and the group Moms Rising. That shows that mothers across the nation, women across the nation, overwhelmingly support raising taxes on the richest to invest in care priorities for families. She knows tax giveaways for the wealthiest and biggest corporations don't create jobs. They don't raise average working class people's salaries. Those were lies that Ronald Reagan promulgated. The Republicans are still telling here 42 years later. Instead, what tax giveaways do is they pad bonuses for top executives and boost payouts for morbidly rich shareholders. And meanwhile, families are struggling to hold together. And Joe Biden knows this. I mean, just last month, he stood before Congress and declared, if you want to make or can make $1 million or $1 million, that's great. Just pay your fair share of taxes. And Biden has proposed a minimum tax of 25% on billionaires, which would raise $500 billion in just a decade, and wants to invest that money in paid leave, home care, and child care. And this is amazing. New polling from the National Women's Law Center and Moms Rising found that 80% of respondents were supportive of this, of increasing investments in the caregiving agenda by raising taxes on the morbidly rich and big corporations. Women are disproportionately burdened, they note, by a lack of equitable caregiving investments. In stark contrast, and here comes the punchline, in stark contrast, the Republican candidate, former President Donald Trump, has been privately talking about cutting the corporate tax rate even further, similar to what he did in his 2017 Republican-passed tax bill, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. This new survey shows that two-thirds of voters across party lines, both Democrats and Republicans, agree that we need to get rid of that disastrous tax cut for the wealthiest. By the way, that expires this year, or next year, rather, 2025. And that's going to be the next big battle. This is one of the reasons why the billionaires are lining up to put money into Trump's campaign, because he said he's going to extend the tax cuts if he's president. And Joe Biden said he's going to let those tax cuts expire if he wins another term. Since the bill was signed into law, the Trump's massive tax cut, billionaire wealth has increased by more than $2 trillion, a 77% increase, and the child poverty rate in America has more than doubled.
This lustful spell you cast.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of this break. Sensuous woman.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center. WRCC, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Sensuous woman.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started eating well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to
What should you avoid?
Late on rent, cut your money all spent. Car broke down, but can't trade up. Hit up all your friends. Put your troubles in your pockets and then let it slide to the left. Slide to the right. Let it roll right on your back. To your backside. Get electrified. Let it roll right into your head.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The first day of jury selection for Donald Trump's felony hush money trial ended with not a single juror being chosen. The process resumes in the morning.
Ain't no right or wrong tonight, just
slide. Trump lamenting the trial's impact on his campaigning. A federal judge in Santa Ana, California, sentenced former Marine Chance Brannon to 9 years in prison for firebombing a Planned Parenthood clinic in 2022. Two co-defendants to be sentenced next month. The New York Yankees announced that health concerns are spurring the immediate retirement of 85-year-old longtime radio play-by-play announcer John Sterling. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with Public Water Systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher's passed down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ripple says it's not large.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
YSNTV's Upfront program Sunday. That's what you need to know. I'm Carrie Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane without nets. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meteorologist Rodney Rice will see increasing clouds in the late night, breezy east winds and lows in the mid and upper 40s. On your Tuesday, showers and some thunderstorms around. Some of that rain will be locally heavy. East winds still quite gusty and highs in the low to mid 60s. Right now it's 54. Don't you come
knocking on my door. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's America. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
From International
trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to reduce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feeling. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind here? Richard, Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard. What's up?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for being here, folks. I called about not even 2 weeks ago, and I'm the guy that still has no anti-racist, like a reformed racist. Kind of like it. And I got a long story for you on how I came up. That's not why I called. I called. Today is Jackie Robinson's day.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's April 15th, 1947.
Yep, exactly.
Broke the color line.
Exactly. And a few callers later, after I called on the 3rd, I believe it was, of this month, a guy, I think the name is Brian, called in, is trying to pitch some phony BS thing to you that racism is dying off. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I got something for these arguments, and I use it all the time. You think Trent Lott would have to have resigned today for saying if we'd listen to you to Tom Thurman on his 101st day, we'd listen to you and be better off? He had to resign 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You think he would have to resign today? Hell no. He's just campaigning on it.
You're right.
Tucker Carlson, who had gotten behind Flagon, Bundy, at first,
simple majority or a two-thirds majority. Let me just look it up.
Because I was thinking it was
while you're talking.
I think it was 66. I'm not for sure. I think it
was 66. That's what I think.
And the other thing. You know, everybody
two-thirds. It takes two-thirds of the House and the Senate.
Two-thirds of the House and the Senate. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was thinking. Everybody talking about this infection is going to be cold. There was one gentleman, I can't think of his name. Right now. I think it's Adam. I might be wrong. He said, he said he was going to get the victim in July or August. And was one person said that Joe Biden will win by a landslide. And they were saying all Joe Biden had to say is that, hey, you're going to vote for me for the victory.
balls are showing now that Joe Biden's going to win. I think it's going to get more and more as time goes on. But those polls are fairly meaningless when you consider the electoral college. I mean, this election is going to be decided by the people of probably three or four states. Swing states, and those swing states fix them to purge hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions, of mostly black voters off their voting rolls. And they're doing it with the blessing of five Republicans, now six on the U.S. Supreme Court. So I'm not betting on anything. I mean, this is going to be a real tight race. My friend Greg Collins thinks Trump's going to win. I don't. I think Biden's going to win. But I can't think of the man's name.
He's a Jewish guy, and he's been predicting elections ever since. If I'm not mistaken, ever since going back to George Bush 41, and he got all right. And he was the one who predicted that Clinton would lose.
Well, it's good to see you.
Sammy, in Longview, Washington, hey Sammy, what's on your mind today? Well, Sammy, Putin knows that, and he wants it back.
Exactly, and I still talk to my cousins back in Finland, and it's all over the news over there. They're mortified. The Finnish army and the country figured this out 5-6 years ago. They started putting more money towards their military and the GDP than they ever have in their history as a country.
Yep.
They've seen this coming.
Yep. Well, they're also fortifying they've got a 900-mile border with Russia, if my recollection is correct. And
yeah,
Russia has been
mandatory. Yeah,
100.9.
They said they put a million men under arms in 30 days. Whether that's true or not, if they could have, that would be great. The fans have always been ashamed that even the biggest bear won't need a big porcupine because they're trying to fortify. I wanted to say one other thing about Ukraine.
Boy, with your hat back, I kind of like that. If you want to walk my way, I'm going to shoot you straight up. Show me what you made up. I don't have time to waste on the boys that are playing the games and leaving the girls crying out in the rain.
I mean, they raped most of the women in the town. They raped children. They murdered children. There are mass graves in Bucha. That's what happens when Russians take over Ukraine.
If you're going to kiss me, kiss me like you need. Baby, if you're not, you best get to leave. If you're going to love me like you mean. I've had my share of losers, liars, and users.
Yeah, but, you know,
Very, very, very well aware of that.
bleeding. If you're gonna kiss me, kiss me like you need. Baby, if you're not, you're best scared to leave. If you're gonna love me, love me, love me. If you're gonna tell me, you better walk it. You wanna keep me like a
loss.
If you're gonna say it, make me believe it. If you're gonna love me, love me like you mean it.
Dynamic agroecology, including biodynamics, artisanal craft work, adult education.
Steiner.
We've talked about Steiner in the past.
I hope you're thinking that that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't hit. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for wasting. Guys like you don't get sick and chances. Girls like her and me, the loving and living room.
I had to bring it to.
She's moving on like I thought she never would.
If I'm being honest,
she's in my arms. She says it feels like it should. She's been kicking up the cases, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about so good back to somebody else. She's kissing her mother, loving her like you couldn't do. She's in my arms, she says it feels like it should.
That's why we're on the mic for the pieces, putting you on the shelf.
Ain't thinking about some goodbye, cause somebody else. She's kissing her mom, loving her like you couldn't do.
But I get it, you know, the organic food is more expensive than regular food. A lot of people just can't afford it. And that's one of the things that's driving the cancer crisis, the obesity crisis, the heart disease. Type 2 diabetes
courses.
Rob, thank you. Thanks so much for bringing that up.
I had to break it to you.
Visit Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more.
She says it feels like it should. She's been cleaning up.
From Hillsborough, from the 7th, for your choice for news, talks, and sports, 107.7 FM, WRCC, 14 AM, and always on the Civic Media app.
There are so many groceries out there. It's hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food you eat has the most nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know that my dog's care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, you should use Freeze-Dried Raw. Woodland Hills. So it contains we welcome the maximum amount of nutrients. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585 480 1-800-520-8508 or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Nick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Send their kids to college or even get sick. If you're not
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we, the people, stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, where to get an audience with It's Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived in the mother city of Kowal, Peru, to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, it's simple, it's common sense logic. My book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There are so many dog food brands out there. It'd be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dog's blue and chewy get the best ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potato, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Martin used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This, by the way, is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. There's no squeezing the food out of the pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw. It contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of pickle, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome, homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, the best-selling beef for your dog kids. Just go to drmartypets.com/THR, or text Tom to 511-511. 52 minutes past the hour, and your calls here, Mark, and Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, I just had some questions about the trial. After the trial begins, to be removed and also fined and incarcerated. I mean, like you said before, these right-wingers, social media are trying to tell people, get on, get in the jury and lie to get on there, and then, you know, side with Trump automatically. And then my other question is, can jurors also be anonymous and see the trial behind a one-way mirror as to protect their own identity? I mean,
There's going to be so much focus on this trial. It's not televised, I don't think, is it?
No, it's not. It's not legal in New York State.
I don't know the answer to your first question. My apologies. The second, your second question. Makes it such a crime.
How you took her heart for granted. During the mob years, like John Gotti, he didn't look. I mean, jurors now were probably, you were they anonymous?
In some of the mob trials. They're not going to do that in this case. They're just not giving Trump the names of jurors, at least so far. This is where it gets weird. Donald Trump wants to intimidate the jurors. And so this just happened in the last few minutes. I'll just read it. This is from Travis Geddes. He's reporting on the trial. He says the former president asked Judge Juan Marichan to allow him to stand beside the bench to listen in on one-on-one conversations with individuals who might be tasked with deciding whether or not to convict Trump of false charges. In other words, he wants to stand there as the jurors are being interviewed. He wants to stand right next to them, looking right at them, like, you know, just a few feet away, like, you know, this mad face. Well, we'll see. I mean, the judge, and he also wants to be able to come up to the bench whenever there's a sidebar conversation between the judge and the lawyers. He wants to be able to walk up and listen in on that, too. The judge has not ruled on his request yet, to the best of my knowledge. So, yeah, but it sounds to me like he wants to intimidate jurors. The greatest probability, if he is convicted and if he is sentenced, is that he will be sentenced to home confinement. And that home confinement would be wherever his home is. So probably until the election, it would be Mar-a-Lago, and then after January 20th, when he gets sworn in, assuming he wins the White House, which is a good stretch, he would be Haley at home confinement in the White House. Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, it's not what totally exceptional. The socialist candidate for president in 1914 or 16, whatever the year was, around World War I. Bernie Sanders did that. He ran for president from jail. He was thrown in jail for a protest against World War I. He violated the Alien Sedition Act of Woodrow Wilson. And he ran for president from a jail cell and got a lot of votes. So, Mark, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call. Great question.
You know, this whole world
and,
is
my apologies to George and Kay and everybody else on hold.
But just
here.
A few.
Pick up your calls tomorrow, but the show is over. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's a fascinating day. Well, as I said, stay tuned to this program.
Imagine
throughout this week and the coming weeks. I will be giving you minute by minute, blow by blow details of what's going on in that courtroom in New York. You don't need to go anywhere else. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport, so get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you.
A man in black and
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes. Who's gonna fill their shoes?
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Or every morning, you'll receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekly program. After the show is over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack. It gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all of this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's Tom.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv.
You know the heart.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, well, that makes Saturday morning so much fun. Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. Second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary...
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also...